yo va aham cha girisas cha vibhu svayam cha. Siddhyudbhava pralaya hetava atma mulam. Vidvati padava vidayika uru parohas.
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 Tasmai namo bhagavate bhuvanadrumaya.
Tasmai namo.
Translation. By His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 9th chapter, 16th verse, in the matter of Brahma's prayers for creative energy. Spoken today, the 22nd of November, 2007, Christabdo 521, Gorabdo, at Sri Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, on the eastern bank of the Bhagirathi Ganga. Translation. Your Lordship is the prime root of the tree of the planetary systems. This tree has grown by first penetrating the material nature in three trunks, as me, Shiva, and you, the Almighty. Creation, maintenance, and dissolution. And we three have grown with many branches. Therefore I offer my obeisances unto you, the tree of the cosmic manifestation. Tasmai namo bhagavate bhuvana drumaya. So here in Mayapur we have Godrum, one of the nine islands, Simantodip, Godrumdip, Madhodip, Koladip, Ritudip, Janodip, Madhodrumdip, Rudradip, Antardip, Navadip, Dham. So two of the islands have the word Druma. Godrum is the second island for hearing. There's cows and trees. Cow is Surabhi. And the eighth island, the seventh island, is Madhudrum. Madhudrum, Drum is also there. There's a Rambhakt, special banyan tree of Lord Ram. It's a huge tree, but it's invisible now, we don't see it. So that's the island of Dasya, of servitude. So this Druma means tree. Bhuvana Drumaya. The tree of the cosmic manifestation. Prabhupada's purport is, the cosmic manifestation is grossly divided into three worlds. The upper, lower, and middle planetary systems. And then it broadens into the cosmos of 14 planetary systems. With the manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supreme Root. Material nature, which appears to be the cause of the cosmic manifestation, is only the agency or energy of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9:10. Maya dakchena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. only translation, only under the superintendence of the Supreme Lord does material nature appear to be the cause of all creation, maintenance, and dissolution. The Lord expands Himself into three, Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva, for maintenance, creation, and destruction, respectively. Of the three principal agents controlling the three modes of material nature, Vishnu is the Almighty. Even though He is within material nature for the purpose of maintenance, He is not controlled by the laws of material nature. The other two, Brahma and Shiva, although almost as greatly powerful as Vishnu, are within the control of the material energy of the Supreme Lord. The conception of many gods controlling the many departments of material nature is ill-conceived of by the foolish pantheist. God is one, without a second, and He is the primal cause of all causes, as there are many department heads of government affairs, so there are many heads of management of the universal affairs. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, the impersonalist does not believe in the personal management of things as they are. But in this verse it is clearly explained that everything is personal and nothing is impersonal. We have already discussed this point in the introduction and is confirmed here in this verse. The tree of the material manifestation is described in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita as an aswata tree whose root is upward. We have actual experience of such a tree when we see the shadow of a tree on the bank of a reservoir of water. The reflection of the tree on the water appears to hang down from its upward roots. The tree of creation described here is only a shadow of the reality which is Parabrahman, Vishnu, in the internal potential manifestation of the Vaikuntha lokas. The actual tree exists, and the tree reflected in the material nature is only the shadow of this actual tree. The impersonalist theory that Brahman is void of all variegatedness is false, because the shadow tree described in Bhagavad Gita cannot exist without being the reflection of a real tree. The real tree is situated in the eternal existence of spiritual nature, full of transcendental varieties, and Lord Vishnu is the tree, is the root of that tree also. The real tree is situated in the eternal existence of spiritual nature, full of transcendental varieties, and Lord Vishnu is the root of that tree also. The root is the same, the Lord, both for the real tree and the false. But the false tree is only the perverted reflection of the real tree. The Lord, being the real tree, is here offered obeisances by Brahma on His own behalf and also on behalf of Lord Shiva. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 9th chapter, 16th verse, in the matter of Brahma's prayers for creative energy. Harihi Om Tat Sat. So, Brahma one day is 1,000 yugas, which is like about 1 yuga is 3,400,000. So 1,000 is 3 billion, or 4,320,000. Yeah, and that'd be 4,320,000 for that one yuga. So every day he wakes up, and he has to create the universe again. So this is his daily morning prayer. Getting up, praying to Vishnu to inspire him, to empower him, to enter into him, and allow him to create the universe again, like he did every other day before. So, this material world is described as a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. Spiritual world, everything is perfect without the material defects, but in the material world, there are so many deficiencies. But this material world has got variegatedness because the spiritual world has got variegatedness. The Mayavadis, they say the absolute truth is impersonal, and that this material world is false. Jagat Nitya Brahma Satya, what they say. So, but this material world is not false. It's a temporary reflection. And the spiritual world will exist eternally. And here, things are existing just the forms only maintain for short periods of for time. Some things maintain for 1,000 yugas, day of Brahma. Some things get, there's 14 manus in one day of Brahma, around every 71 yuga cycles. So then there's also a dissolution, partial dissolution. And other religions talk about one creation and one final judgment and dissolution. We see in the Vedas, Bhutva, Bhutva, Pralayate, again and again there's creations. Again and again there's dissolution. So that Sometimes the universe is freshened up. But by recreating, things become nicely organized again. When Brahma creates, different things happen when he first created. Then he had his shadow body, and from his shadow he created five types of ignorance: tamisra, andha, tamisra, tamas, moha and maha moha. To cover the living entities with different kinds of and different degrees of illusion, so that they can identify nicely with the body. Then from his buttocks came some children, some creations, some demons who were very sexually agitated and they wanted to rape Brahma. So he had to run away from them. First he thought it was a joke, but then he realized these guys are crazy, they're serious. They're approaching me for sex. So then he asked Vishnu what to do. Vishnu says, discard this body, change your body. So Brahma, when he wants, he can change his body and get a new body. We don't have that facility. We don't know what body we're going to get. He took off that tamasic body and then he got a new form. He can do that, does it off and on, a few times. Says that this body he discarded became the twilight zone. Became the twilight and appeared to these demons who were attacking him as a very beautiful woman, very voluptuous, smiling at them and attracting them, so they ran running after her. So sometimes the creation comes up with different unexpected results. So he's praying to the Lord that he can do a proper creation. Obviously he's very powerful. Sometimes when people pray to God the Creator, you wonder whether they're referring to Brahma or referring to Vishnu. The Mormons, they went to their head office in Salt Lake City, Utah, and they say that their concept is that every universe has a creator, and he creates the whole universe. And he gets one super son, Jesus, who delivers everyone. And he gets delivered because Jesus as his son. And then there are millions of universes, and in every universe there's one creator, and he gets to have Jesus as his son. So that's why they believe in polygamy. They're like creators to produce. That's what their reason they give. But so it sounds like Brahma. They have a concept of Brahma. So who's the Supreme God? They didn't know. So that's a mystery. But most people don't know what they're... I met a bishop once in the Roman Catholic. He said they're atheists. They don't believe in a Supreme God. Maybe they're more agnostic. So Brahma, many people refer to God the creator. Vishnu is the primary creator. He gives the material nature. He creates the material nature, he creates the universe. But what goes inside the universe? The planets, the living entities. Those are, Brahma takes and creates bodies from different seeds that he gets from Vishnu. So he's praying that you're the root, you're the primary root, everything is coming from you. You are the Almighty. Shiva is the destroyer and I am the creator. We offer our obeisances to you because you are the tree of the cosmic manifestation. Bhuvana Drumaya. What's interesting is that there are three Vishnus. Karanadakshaya Vishnu, who is the Mahavishnu. There's the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, who's lying in every universe. And then there's the Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, the Super Soul, who's in everyone's heart, who's also in Vishnu Loka, Sweta Dweep. So, Lord Nityananda is the source of Narayana, source of the Vishnu, so they're all within him. He's source of Anantadeva. Then his son, Virchandra, is the incarnation of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, who also came down and was having pastimes with Gaur Nithai, mainly after they left. When he was Nityananda was having a hard time because every time that his wife Vasudha conceived and gave birth to a child, then Abhiram Thakur would go and offer his obeisances to the child. But Abhiram Thakur's obeisances were so powerful that if he would offer obeisances to someone as being a pure devotee and they weren't a pure devotee, they would die. So if he offers obeisance to you, you immediately offer obeisances to him. If he offers obeisances to a Shaligram Shila, and sometimes like in Hardwar, they got guys that make plastic Shaligram Shilas and sell them. Or a stone imitation, but it's not a real one. So when Abhiram Thakur would bow down to a imitation Shila, pow! It would explode and turn into ashes, into dust. So when he bowed down to Nityananda's children, they died. Somehow they weren't qualified to be Nityananda's children. And finally, Nityananda had one daughter and one son. The daughter was incarnation of Ganga Devi, and the son was incarnation of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. They survived Abhiram's pranam, but pretty super kids. So, Abhiram, he has his ashram, still you can see his ashram Kanakula Krishna Nagara in Hooghly district. He is the incarnation of Sridham, from cowherd boy from Krishna Leela, came to be with Balaram Nityananda. That's another story. I told that before a few times. But Veer Chandra, he was, for a period of time after Lord Chaitanya left, he was in charge of the preaching. And he was assisted by Acharya Pad, Srinivas Acharya. So, then later Srinivas Acharya became in charge. So, sometimes this Mughal ruler would convert Hindus to his religion. And then Veer Chandra Prabhu would go and he would preach in that village, and all the people that were converted plus another double that was 500 and 1,000, he would initiate all of them into Krishna consciousness. So he was very dynamic preacher. He's a Vishnu. Come down, enjoying the Leela of preaching, bringing people to Krishna consciousness. Then he went right up to the capital of the Nawab, Malda. It's called now, then it was called Goud. Since this is in Goudadesh, the place is called Goud and the whole province is called Banga Goud, Bengal Goud. The Nawab had him arrested. So we heard you are very big peer, guru. If you are a real saint, then my sister is mad. If you can make her healthy, then I'll spare you. If you can't, then you're not a saint, I'll kill you. So, Veer Chandra cured his sister. That wasn't too difficult. I mean, nothing's difficult for him, he's Vishnu. So anyway, he cured her. Then Nawab was very happy, said, okay, you're a saint. So many doctors couldn't cure her. I will give you, what do you want? He said, you have a stone in your wall of your fortress. I would like that stone. Stone? I can give you anything. You want a stone? Yes, I want a stone. So let me see, where is this stone? I don't know about any stone in my wall. I mean, so many. He went and he saw there was a very big black shining stone. Must weigh tons. Right in the base of the fortress wall. So then he said, well, if we take this out, the whole wall will fall. You don't have to take it out. I'll take it out. The wall won't fall. Okay, take it. Oh. This will be a good one. Take it. Happy, the whole wall's built on top of it. Then he brought his kirtan party. They chanted and pop, the stone came out of the wall. You know, they quickly filled up the gap, I guess, and what they did with the hole. Anyway, he said, what do you want us to do now? I need your help with the stone. You take it to the Ganges. And Malda is very close to the Ganges. Not very close, but not very far. Maybe 10 kilometers, something like that. How many have been to Ramakeli? Ramakeli, Badabaram has been to Ramakeli. You've been. That's where Rupa and Sanatan used to live. And 3 kilometers are the ruins of the palace of the Nawab. Also one tower that was built by Sanatan Goswami. He gave the design. It was such a nice design that the Nawab said, because his architect, royal architect, couldn't figure out how to build what the king wanted. So he went to Sanat and got an idea. So he gave him a plan. So accordingly he built it. The Nawab said, you don't have the brain to design this. Who designed it? So he introduced Sanatan. So that time, and the king said, you're the most, he talked to him and said, this guy is the most intelligent person I ever met. You have to be my prime minister. I want the most intelligent person, my prime minister. So since Sanatan was very intelligent, Sakar Malik, Dabir Kas, he figured out, if I don't accept to be his prime minister, he may kill me. Being afraid that someone that intelligent is not working for him. So he accepted, maybe if I'm the prime minister, I can do something for Sanatan Dharma. So he accepted and made Rupa Goswami the finance minister, and they were financing all the Brahmins. That's why Navadvip was flourishing. That's another story. So then, Veer Chandra, in fact, Ekachakra, where Lord Nityananda was born, he used to go there often. So some, that place also has the name Veer Chandrapur. The official name is Veer Chandra, and the Puranic name is Ekachakra. So they had a very difficult time moving that stone. They had elephants and strong guys. And really difficult time. It was so heavy. They got it by the side of the Ganges. He said, now there's no boat. What do you want to do? He said, just wrap the stone with straw. Like if you see sometimes you buy a almirah here in India, they wrap it with straw ropes. So it doesn't get scratched when they're shipping it. Anybody ever got a... I got one like that. Maybe now they use something else. But anyone got a almirah or something? Furniture wrapped with straw rope? Vihasas don't have furniture or what? Oh, now it's plastic. I don't know, maybe progress. Before it was organically wrapped. So... then he said, now throw it in the Ganga. All that work, he did work, all that, to get it over here, and throw it in the Ganga. No way to throw it in the Ganga. So he threw it in the Ganga, and it was floated. With a straw around, it was floating. If Vishnu can float all the planets, what's the problem of floating a rock in the water? So then he gave some instruction to the stone and it went down. He said, apparently that stone was a gigantic Shaligram Shila. Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, beat your heart out. can't have one that big, I guess. It's hard to travel with. And so the Shila floated downstream and stopped at Kordaha, the house of Nityananda, where Bhuchandra was born. In fact, there in Kordaha, there's the birthplace temple, and there's also a temple, a samadhi, to his umbilical cord. Sometimes the Lord comes down like an animal, sometimes He comes like Baraha, De, Kurma, Matsya, like a fish, Ananta, like a snake. But in Gaurlila, He comes as a Brahmin, as a preacher. So it says that Bhuchandra, when he went, got down, took his kirtan party, got back home, there the stone was waiting, had it pulled out. Then he wanted to make a deity. So he told one sculptor, cut a piece off and make a deity. Then he made it, he said, no, it's too small. So he established that deity, Radha Ballabha. Those who are from Melbourne, they know there's Radha Ballabha there. There's a Radha Ballabha deity in a place called Sri Rampur, opposite from Nityananda's birthplace. Beautiful deity. There was one of the three deities installed by Bhuchandra. Then he asked to make it has to be bigger. So he cut off another piece of rock, made a bigger deity, said it was too big. So he installed that. I never saw this deity. It's something like 12 kilometers from Kordaha. But I haven't gone to see that. That's on my to-do list. I say, if you can see all the three deities, you get special blessings. I'd be rest. Some people would walk in one day to see all the three, which is pretty major parikrama, like a Govardhan parikrama or something. What was left, then he made one in between the two sides, and that one, that deity is the Shamsundar deity at Kordaha. Beautiful deity. Who's seen a Shamsundar deity? But that deity, Pujari say that there was a Pujari once wasn't attending nice. And when the deity gets angry, he starts to perspire. And when he perspires, the Pujari dies. So that Pujari died. Since then, the Pujari has been attending fairly well, I think. If not out of love, out of fear. A very beautiful deity. Recently the Birlas, 10 years ago, they refixed up the temple. They beat us to it. So like that Bir Chandra, he was doing a lot of preaching. He's the Kirodakshai Vishnu, the root of the universe. But he came down to preach Krishna consciousness. Then of course Mahavishnu also came. Who did Mahavishnu come as? Advaita Acharya. Daya koro sita pati Advaita Gosai. Tava kripa bole pai Chaitanya nitai. Daya koro sita pati Advaita Gosai. Tava kripa bole pai Advaita nitai. Advaita Gosai ki. So like this, even these Vishnus, they came down. Even Brahma came down. Right? There's a pastime Brahma went to the... After he stole Krishna's cows and calves, then he went to... He was feeling very bad. Of course, he apologized and begged blessing. He thought, I'll come to Navadvip and pray for Gauranga's mercy. Because Gauranga is going to appear in Kali Yuga, maybe I can get some mercy. So he came to the center of the Navadvip island at the place called Antardweep. the center of the lotus, because Navadvip is like a lotus. And he began to pray to Gauranga. Gauranga!
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 Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga! Lord Gauranga appeared to Lord Brahma with long hair, long arms to his knees, ajam ulambito bhujo, with beautiful garland hanging down, so many bees and bumblebees coming to take honey from the garland, garland touching his lotus feet. Then Brahma fell down at his feet, paid obeisances. Lord Gauranga asked, what do you want? And Brahma prayed, already half my life is over. We're in the Dvitiya Parartha. Brahma lives 100 years, 50 years over. We're in the second half. When we do the sankalpa, the full sankalpa, then it is Brahma Ditya Parartha, which Manvantara and everything. So anyway, second half of his life. Still I haven't learned to be humble, I'm offending you. I stole your cows and calves and Vrindavan. I want to get purified from all my offenses. I want to get blessed. I don't commit any offenses anymore. That I can develop love for Godhead. And I want to be your associate when you appear. So then Lord Gauranga gave the blessing that you will chant. You'll appear with me. You'll chant 300,000 names of Krishna a day, which will purify you from all the offenses and awaken your love for Godhead. To teach you humility, you'll be born in a non-Hindu family. So you'll be facing a lot of challenges because of that, teach you to be humble, and you'll be my associate, and your name will be Haridas. Brahma Haridas ki. So here Brahma, even Shiv, Sadashiv also came with Advaita Gosai. And actually in the Bhagnapara, not too far from here, that's a good place maybe to take the, if you have somebody who knows the pastime. The foster son of Lord Nityananda established that temple there. Foster son of Janavadevi, because she had no children, so she adopted one child. That shows adoption is allowed for devotees. And he had a Krishna Balaram deities, and also manifested Gornitai deities. If you go to see, those are the most beautiful Krishna Balaram. They're small, but they're so beautiful. Amazing. How many have seen Bhagnapara? Not so many. You haven't seen. And there's a Shiva there. The Shiva is Advaita Gosai. They worship Advaita Gosai through a Shiva linga. So anyway, that's another. But anyway, Brahma got this blessing that you'll be my devotee. So all these personalities we're reading about here, they also came and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. We missed it 500 years, a little bit late. But we're still in the extended Leela. Because the pastime of Lord Chaitanya predicted, Pradivite Ache Jatunagarati Gram Sarvati Pacharite Hoi Mimor Nam, the whole universe, the whole planet will be filled with the chanting of His holy names. So, that pastime is still going on, Prabhupada said. So part of that pastime is to develop Mayapur. People come here and get inspired with Krishna consciousness. Although we're in this reverse tree, reflection of the spiritual tree, we're here in an expansion, of the spiritual world, a manifestation of the spiritual world. So people live in Mayapur Dham, they have two hands and are preparing to go back to Golok Vrindavan. The people who live in Gaur Mandalbhumi have four hands and are preparing to go back to Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha or Vrindavan. So, for those who are doing a Bhishma Panchak, in the Padma Purana it mentions that this is one of the vratas, and mentioned also Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatan Goswami. So powerful that it's incalculable. So every morning is supposed to offer flowers. Today is Vilva flower. Two Atithis fell together today. That's why we're only doing 4 days this year. Vilva leaf, bell leaf, and Ganda, Suganda, sandalwood paste on a flower. So you can either do mentally, or maybe they'll have some for us to offer. So this is. I'll try to look up some more leela. I don't know leelas about Bhishma Panchak. Does anyone know what is the relation? We know we do the prayers to Bhishma, and I feel very much connected with Bhishma. But why these specific days were selected for Bhishma? So these are the last 5 days of his life. We do hear especially in Mayapur because he appeared in Janudvi. Janumuni is also a father of the Ganges because she came out from his ear. Every day the devotee is supposed to go also and offer prayers to Bhishma Dev, Tarpana, Argyam, and Pranam. So I have to end here. Any questions? Comments? Janu Dweep Das.
Yeah, we suppose this morning we were yesterday was the Ekadashi day, so if you follow this Bhishma Panchaka Vrat, are you then supposed to break the Ekadashi with a little bit of grain still? Or are you supposed to keep the Ekadashi?
This is a perennial.
Because we didn't know. We didn't know what to do, so we just took a little bit of the, this one grain.
Well, whatever you make your sankalpa, you can mention how you're going to break Ekadasi. But I got a good idea from Bhakta Rupa Prabhu, Prabhupada disciple. He said that Gaura Govinda Maharaj, he would do Ekadasi and not take any tulasi. And when he made his Ekadasi sankalpa, he said, I'm going to break Ekadasi with tulasi leaf. And so then you would fast from tulasi the entire Ekadasi. And the next morning during the Paran period, you'd break with a tulsi leaf. So that's the way we can. If you're doing Havish Anna, there's three ways you can do Bhishma Panchak. One is take Khichdi every day. So in that case, you'd break it with a piece of grain. I didn't know what to do because I'd already taken a tulsi yesterday. So then I made an additional sankalpa that I'd break my fast with sabudana. And I gave out sabudana during the Guru Puja to everybody who was there. Sagu, it's a root, tapioca root. It's a token. But next year, it's going to be tulsi. Yes?
You mentioned Lord Brahma came to preach. I was just wondering, when he was preaching as Haridas Thakur, was he still chanting the 300 names at the same time, and then he was going to do the day? Or did he start doing that after? He was struggling with it.
Was he already starting to chant 300,000 names? When he was going out preaching? I don't know exactly from what date he started the 300,000. I don't want to speculate. But fairly early he did it, because when he was arrested for chanting the names of Krishna, then he was beaten in 22 marketplaces, and when Lord Chaitanya showed Mahaprakash, he showed that he took the whippings on his back, and also that when he was chanting in Benapol, and Hira the prostitute got converted that time, he was also chanting. So it seems just since once he left Benapol, I never heard he went back. He stopped for some time in Haridaspur, and then he went off. After that, they changed the name to Haridaspur. We have. Right. That's what I said. So, seems he was somehow doing both, chanting and walking with Nityananda, and then they just stopped long enough to ask the people to also chant. He was a bit detoured when he got chased by Jagai Madai. He thought that now I'm finished. This avadut is preaching to these demons. And he was already old. So it seems he was doing both, which is pretty miraculous. We can hardly do 16 rounds and do our preaching. How he was doing 300,000 is inconceivable. But we heard that Prabhupada said he would chant 3-minute rounds in the night time, mental rounds. Loud, out loud would be slower, but when he go into like the night, when it's very quiet, the 3-minute rounds, you can catch up a little bit on that. Thank you very much. Now we go for our break, or for our breakfast, and everybody goes for their programs.